Liberty County School Board special meeting. We're going to go ahead and start with prayer and pledge. Mr. Petty is going to lead our prayer, and Mr. Keever is going to lead our pledge.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for this great day that we can come together and take care of some school business. We thank you, God, for our great country that allows us freedom to join and meet, Father, in peace and in freedom. Lord, we pray that you'd bless us, give us wisdom and discernment tonight, Lord, as we take care of the affairs of our school system. We pray for all of our parents, students, the families, God, and our communities, God, that we represent. Lord, we pray that you'd bless it tonight. Thank you, God, for all the awards that we're going to celebrate tonight. God, we thank you, God, for the accomplishments, Lord, of this senior class and all the things that they have exciting for them for their future. Pray that you'd bless them and all their endeavors, Father, and just pray that you'd bless those parents as they, some of them leave to go away. Lord, pray you be with them as well. We just love you, and we thank you, God, so much for everything that you've given us. You've given us so much, and we're grateful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a full house tonight. Thank y'all for coming. We're going to go ahead and get started with some recognitions and presentations. And the first one we have tonight is we're going to recognize the Liberty County High School student first place winner of the Health Occupation Students of America, which is HOSA, which most people know it by. Exemplaneous writing category. Who do we have going to present that tonight?
Aaron, if you'll come up. We're very proud of not only our students, but we've got some teachers we want to brag on, too. Mr. Day, if you'll come up, and there you are.
All right. This is Kane Fulham, and I've known Kane for a very, very long time. I was actually his principal down in Hosford, and Kane just went to state for HOSA, and he won all the regional competitions for extemporaneous writing. And he went to state, and, you know, we've never had anybody place at state before, and next thing we know, Kane goes down there and wins first place. And he will be representing us at the next level in Nashville. Is that correct?
Yeah.
In Nashville. And when I heard that Kane was going down to represent us, I wasn't shocked at all, to be honest with you. You know, I knew him at Hosford, and he was an amazing writer. I mean, when I say amazing, his teachers would bring me his work and say, Mr. Day, you got to read this. And I was just blown away. I think you scored, back then it was the Florida Rights, I think it was called, or FCAT Rights?
Yeah, FCAT Rights.
Did you ever make below a 6 on that?
Yeah.
High school. So when he got that, I was like, well, okay, yeah, I can see that. And so when he comes back with his first place, you know, state championship, I guess you can call it, nobody was shocked at all. That's how smart this kid was. And he doesn't remember this probably, but I was there when he wrote his Tropicana speech on how to make a six on the Florida Rice. Wasn't that correct?
Yeah, he's on my way back.
But let's give Kane a hand. He did a fantastic job. We're constantly doing some type of fundraiser to help him get to go to Nashville. So if you would like to donate, I don't know if this is the time to do it.
Good as any.
Please see his parents and help him out, because, like I said, we know he's going to take Nashville as well. I have zero doubt in my mind.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, no pressure whatsoever. So, and I do also want to talk about Miss Candace Mercer. Y'all could just stay up here together. Miss Candace, where are you at?
Aaron, when you get bring Miss Candace back.
Is his instructor for HOSA, and she also does allied health for us at the high school. She does a fantastic job. We wanted to recognize her as well because she received the Golden Apple Teacher of the Week Award. And if you're not familiar with what that is, it's a very competitive award. Students nominate their teachers, and they have to write a little spiel about, you know, what they've done to earn this award. And then it's voted on by other students, the community, and then WHJG, they actually come to the school, talk to the kids, talk to the principal, talk to the teachers to see if that's the kind of teacher that they want to give this award to. Well, they came through, and I just wanted to read you some of the quotes that the kids said about their teacher. She's just an outstanding teacher. I want to go into the medical field because of her. learned how to take vital signs, do CPR. We learned all about first aid and injuries, all kinds of injuries, diseases, and how to prevent getting diseases. She's really preparing you for a career. Now, that's straight from the mouths of babes. The kids love her. She does a fantastic job. The certification exams that she has, she does CMAA, she does pharmacy tech, and she has a very high percentage when it comes to kids taking it and passing it. So let's give both of these guys a round of applause. Would you like to get a picture?
Well, yeah. I can. I don't want to mess the photo up. Police photo get into the group. Let's see if we're going to
Mr. Eubanks wants to.
All right, next on our list, we are going to, I'm trying to think of who all is here. I guess we'll start with our athletic awards. And these are all the kids that have signed to go to the next level to play ball. Ms. Jennifer, would you like to come up and introduce your people?
Or she picked me.
There you go. Of course.
I love talking so much in front of people.
Go for it, Jennifer.
First one we got, Landry Bassett, if you walk up here. Landry has signed an athletic scholarship to play volleyball with, I'm trying to say, Montreat College in North Carolina. Then we have Morgan Sellers. Morgan Sellers has signed an athletic scholarship to play softball at Enterprise State College. It's a big accomplishment to sign at the next level. It also helps the parents out financially with money. So it's always a big thing. Enjoy it. We're proud of you.
Jennifer and them.
Say cheese.
And call your mom and dad when you're away from home.
Daily.
Every day.
Please.
And don't ask for money.
Yeah.
Good job.
Next we'll do baseball. Mr. Tim, you want to come on up and introduce
I'm a firm believer that things happen for a reason. When the season was over, we wanted to win that district tournament and want to host our first playoff game. And it didn't work out that way. We had to go to South Walton to play, but if we didn't do that, Mike probably wouldn't be going to LBW Wallace College to play baseball. We got off the bus, walked across the field, and Bobby Pierce walks up to me, and anybody that was around about 30 years ago when Kyle and I were graduating.
Easy enough.
Knows that Bobby Pierce was Chipola's baseball coach back then, and he recruited me out of high school. He went on to coach at Alabama, Troy State University for 13 years, took many teams to the regional tournament in the NCAA. Well, he walks up to me, and he's the groundskeeper over at South Walton. So I ask him, what are you doing here? And he says, well, he said, after 34 years of coaching, I decided to retire, and my wife wanted to go to the Destin area. Want to go there. But he said, I got tired of sitting at the house, so I came out and asked the coach if I could help work on the field. Of course, the coach said, bring it on. Well, he watched Micah play that night. Micah started behind the mound, started behind the play as catcher, went shortstop next, and then finished the game on the mound. So he got to see him play at all three positions. After the game, he walks up to me and says, where's your number 14 going? And I said, well, good question. At the time, the only decent offer he had was to go walk on at FAMU. Coach Jamie Shute, who I played for at FSU, came and watched him pitch against Weewa, and he did an outstanding job that night, and Jamie offered him a spot to come walk on as a relief pitcher. So that was, up to then, that was about his best offer. So after I was talking to Bobby and told him that, he said, you're kidding me. He said, well, he definitely needs to be playing somewhere. And I said, I agree. The next day, I'm sitting in the classroom, and I'm thinking, you know, Coach Pierce, I bet he has some connections. So I got on the phone with him and said, if you know of somewhere that would be a good fit for Mike, I said, it would sound a lot better coming from you as opposed to his high school coach. He's very biased when it comes to him. But he made a couple of calls, called me back, and hooked us up with Coach Helms at LB Wallace. Michael went up for a tryout. My son actually rode up with him. They're good friends. And property and everything had on the spot. So he was obviously impressed with what Micah had to do, and it's just been an honor to coach him and be a part of his life for the last, I don't know how many years, how long it's been. I look at him as one of my own, and I love him to death, and we just wish him the best of luck as he goes on for his education and his playing career.
She's done by being a good student and applying herself in school and then getting that scholarship. Just fantastic. Next, Nick Pitts. Come on up, Nick. Nick, he's a smart kid, too. He's the smartest senior we have in JROTC. Almost 3.8 GPA, graduated magna cum laude. Summa cum laude. I'm sorry, that was it. Summa cum laude. He was our mentor to our battalion commander. He's been in JROTC for 4 years. Really good student. He joined the United States Marine Corps. And he leaves to go to boot camp on June 6th. Here, just a few more days.
Good luck to you.
But I know he's going to do really good in whatever he chooses in the Marine Corps to do. He still hasn't. He signed up for infantry right now, but he might take something different. Zach Blunt is our battalion commander at JROTC. He's been in JROTC for 4 years. He's done a fantastic job, and he joined the Army National Guard. And he's going to go do the same MOS, which is Military Occupational Specialty, that I did when I got out of high school. I was a light wheel vehicle mechanic. He's going to go be a vehicle mechanic. Let's see, it's Colton Thaw here. Colton Thaw joined the United States Army Reserve. And then we also have Ryan Harper. And Ryan Harper joined the U.S. Army, and he's going active duty. He was also in JROTC for 2 years. He's a real good cadet. All right, thank you.
Congratulations to you.
Congratulations to everyone. Thank y'all for coming. Okay. We have another presentation that we're going to move forward to. If there's anybody that wanted to go ahead and step out from the student recognitions, y'all are welcome to. However, you are more than welcome to stay. We'd love for you to have you.
Thank y'all for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
I whispered in your voice here. I said, thank
you.
Well, one's still here. Hey, girl.